Country Pub FM.
Welcome to the Almanac, Bob FM. It's Almanac time. We got the kazoo out, so you know what that means.
Oh, it's name that tune.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
16 times.
There you go. I wasn't even going to go any further. I figured you'd get that one.
That was good, though.
Yeah, it was. Right? That was on key.
It was. It was pretty good. Tennessee would have liked that.
You would have been proud.
Yeah.
All right. Today, the Almanac on Bob FM. The Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. That's Kurt Weir's United Real Estate in Annandale. I did some of my own fact-checking. We wanted to know Ryan Suter. He's questionable for tonight's Wild game.
Upper or lower body?
It was. What did I tell you?
I thought you said lower. Yeah, lower
body. It was a lower body injury?
Yeah. That's the only way they identify him in the
NHL.
Nobody
ever has a middle body injury.
No. No. Thankfully. Yeah. It's upper or lower, and this is lower.
That's when you have a hernia.
Right.
That's a middle body injury or appendectomy. 1836, Texas declared its independence from Mexico. Texas could have been its own country.
It could have been.
It's huge. It's gigantic. 1836.
We remember the Alamo, and I think we'll have another reference about that later.
About who?
About Texas in 1836.
Why? Oh, because we got somebody in the gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't look that far ahead.
Uh-huh.
1877. Now, this was the election of 1876, where Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel J. Tilden, they had a very close election in 1877. Yes. I mean, it was really, really close. Tilden won the popular vote, but Rutherford B. was declared the winner. As they were just so close, and that's when they had to go to Congress to decide it. Between the two, Rutherford B. Hayes declared the winner, 1876.
Coin flip in Congress.
1877 is the year it happened, but it was it was like the Franken and Coleman Senate election.
Yes.
Which, you know, the election's in November, and it was well into the next year before they decided who actually won. That was back in 1877 for this one. 1897, U.S. President Grover Cleveland vetoed legislation that would have required a literacy test for immigrants entering the country.
That was not a good plan.
No, I mean, because of all these people from Sweden and all these immigrants that came in to Ellis Island and everywhere from Europe. Now, literacy, do you mean just English or do you mean other languages?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would have been tough.
That would have been tough.
That would have been some serious betting, even more than what they're talking about now.
Yeah.
1901, still planning to go to Hawaii.
Still on the calendar.
I have some Hawaii history here for you.
I like it.
You know how disappointed I would be if you decide not to go Hawaii with all this effort I've put forth to educate you about the history of Hawaii?
All the knowledge I have.
Hawaii. The first telegraph company in Hawaii opened 1901. Telegraph. That's a long wire.
That is a very long.
1917, the Russian Revolution. Here come the Bolsheviks. The Russian Revolution began as Tsar Nicholas II abdicated. That was 1917. Of course, eventually that led to communism. 1933, the motion picture King Kong had its premiere. The 1933 version.
Well, Denim, the airplane's got it. Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes.
It was Beauty Killed the Beast.
Beauty Killed the Beast. That's the first King Kong, 1933, revolutionary with its stop animation of Kong and everything. It was. I mean, now it looks, you know, if you look at it based on
what we see
special
now.
Effects now, it's really chintzy and cheap, but...
It's funny, when they're showing the now, Kong Skull Island behind you.
It was really quite revolutionary. Yeah, they redid the one in the 70s with Kurt Russell and Jessica Lange, and then they had another one, the Jack Black one, in the mid-2000s. Now they got another one, kind of a reboot Skull Island, Kong Skull Island, a little different story. But I think I'm going to go see that. It looks pretty good.
Yep.
It looks pretty good. So that was 1933, the first King Kong.
Fay Wray was the beauty.
Had its premiere, and of course it was premiered in New York, and everybody then left the theater, looked up at the top of the Empire State Building to just imagine if Kong was there, swatting down airplanes, getting shot. So that was 1933, 1949, the first automatic streetlight. We'd had streetlights before that, but they were manually operated. Somebody had to operate these streetlights. This was the first automatic streetlight. New Milford, Connecticut, 1949. 1962, somebody scored 100 points on this night.
The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Luckwick. Into Chambers.
For Wilt the Stilt, the guy knew how to score both on and off the court.
Yes, he did.
Wilt Chamberlain, 100 points, a record. Kobe got close. He got to 81 a few years ago. But Wilt had several games in the 70s, and then that one in the 100, he made it to 100. No video exists of that game. There's no video. It was not heavily covered because they were playing in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
They weren't in Philadelphia. They were playing the New York Knickerbockers. And what was the final? 169 to 147. So he had 100 of his team's 169 points for Wilt Chamberlain. Just kept feeding.
Feed the
beast.
Yep.
Feed the beast. Give him the rock. That was 19.
That's good.
1962, Wilt the Stilt, 100 points. And that's probably a record that won't be broken.
Yeah, that's tough right there. I don't think so.
1981, Howard Stern began broadcasting on WWDC, Washington, D.C. That's where he started to formulate his on-air persona.
Shock jock.
A few years later, he would be on WNBC.
Right.
If you've ever seen the movie Private Parts.
Yes.
1981. 1991, Iraq released CBS newsman Bob Simon.
Remember
Bob Simon and
sure.
his crew were held captive for 6 weeks.
I do remember that.
1991 on this date. They hauled him in because he was reporting fake news.
They
didn't like that.
Right. In Iraq, no fake stuff.
1999, this lady.
Ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It happens to be true. I only want to be with you.
Dusty Springfield died on this date, 1999.
She was rather fetching in her day.
She was only 59.
Breast cancer,
died.
I think she had.
Yeah, 59, and so many great hits. Wishing and Hoping is one of my favorites, and will always be one of my favorites. But she passed away. She was 59 on this date, 1999. You know the song, The Twist?
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
The guy who wrote the song and originally released it, Hank Ballard. Died on this date, 2003.
I try and do the twist whenever I can.
Somebody you'd want to see doing the twist was Marge Schott.
Oh.
The former owner of the Cincinnati Reds, right?
And
her dog, her St. Bernard Shotzi.
Yeah,
she died on this date. She was 75. She was one of those old school owners.
Yeah, she was a little outspoken.
2004, she passed away. Let's move on to birthdays today. He put an end, he helped end communism. And he had the new openness. He had glasnost. He had perestroika. He had held that. He had and a visit to Minnesota, too,
yes,
by the way, in about 1990. Mikhail Gorbachev, still around, still has that stain that kind of looks like Russia on his forehead.
Yes.
Or did it look like Cuba? I can't remember. 86 today, that birthmark. The birthmark to Mikhail Gorbachev is 86 today. Let's go to the sick bay. On the Enterprise D.
He's in cardiac arrest. Connect the pulmonary support unit. He's got internal hemorrhaging. The bioregulator of his artificial heart has been fused. He's got liver and spleen damage.
My.
What kind of weapon caused this?
It doesn't look good for Captain Picard, but
well,
you know what?
Well, it sure doesn't.
He made it.
He did.
He made it.
He beat the
odds. She's so much better looking than Bones.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Gates McFadden. She played Dr. Beverly Crusher on the Star Trek The Next Generation and the movies that were associated. She is 68 today, so happy birthday to her.
Parental units, I must inform you now that I will not be home from school tonight.
Undesirable! Unacceptable!
Oh, come on, Dad. I have altered my cone for tonight. I'm attending a concert of a popular music group called Peter Frampton. For some reason, I am the only girl who can get backstage.
She was one of the Coneheads.
She was.
Talking with the parental units. Lorraine. Yeah, Lorraine Newman is 65 today from Saturday Night Live.
Very
happy
good.
Birthday to her.
She's all right already. She's back on her feet.
You know the group Restless Heart?
I do.
Here's the lead singer.
Skilled. He's skilled. To get
over me. This is All Right Already, which was his big solo hit.
Yes.
His only solo hit, really.
Yeah.
He left the group in about, what, 93, 94, somewhere in there, and then he had this song. He has since returned to Restless Heart.
Oh, yeah, then he came back, yeah. He wasn't gone that long.
Larry Stewart is 58 today. John Bon Jovi from the group Bon Jovi.
Sure.
He is 55 today. Now, all of John Bon Jovi's songs, once again, embroiled in this copyright kerfuffle that's going on. So in the place of John Bon Jovi...
When there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 1-9, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear.
Why would you do
so
that?
So in place of John Bon Jovi, in honor of Neil Freeman, Red Solvine, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't the sign still posted, nobody named Red allowed to sing on Bob?
John Bon Jovi is 55 today.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
And how does he like his drinks, do we know?
Shaken.
Dry martini.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quinoa lily, shake it over ice, and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
Yes, sir.
Daniel Craig, 49 today. He is the current James Bond. He was going to give it up, and then he came back. He said, I'll do it again.
I guess for $30 million
or whatever it was, I'll do it.
Isn't he the longest running James Bond at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's getting close. He's been there. I mean, that was... how long was Sean Connery? Because he left, then he came back. Yeah. Sean Connery will always be my favorite.
Yeah.
Roger Moore is there.
I like Pierce Brosnan. Ooh.
How about David Niven?
Yeah.
His one stab, it's not canon, though. His Casino Royale is not canon.
No.
In the James Bond universe.
No.
So Daniel Craig is 49
today. How many has he done?
Well, we got Skyfall, we got Casino Royale, the new one, Quantum and Solace, so there's 3.
Spectre,
they didn't even list that one.
Yeah, I just bought it.
And he's doing a new one, right?
They're going
to do another one since he announced he's coming back.
So, but he still hasn't done as many as Roger Moore.
Yeah, he's the second longest serving James Bond. I just
fact-checking.
Yep.
On the fly. It's like a line change in hockey here with Brittany. She's so good. We need to find a way to keep her on the show.
Yeah.
Rapper and actor Method Man is 46 today. Happy birthday to him. Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson is 37 from Pitch Perfect.
The best singer in Tasmania with teeth.
Love it.
What's your name?
Fat Amy.
You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yes, a twig bit like you don't do it behind my back.
Yeah, Rebel, I did my editing there. Did you hear that?
I did.
That was really nice. It's called censorship. Rebel Wilson, or Rebel Wilson, if you will. That's what they say in the Irish. You are too. Blonde, kind of heavy set.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know her if you saw her.
Rebel Wilson is... is she English or Australian? I think
she's Australian.
It's Australian, yeah. Rebel Wilson, 37. She's in Pitch Perfect, Pitch Perfect 2. She is a scene stealer in Bridesmaids, How to Be Single. She had her own show, something about going out, party night, fun night, something like that. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious, and she is 37 today. Happy birthday. She's Fat Amy. And Pitch Perfect is one of my guilty pleasures.
Okay.
It's about a cappella singing. You might want to look into it.
I would check that out. Yeah.
You might like it. Happy birthday today, Bryce Dallas Howard. He was in the Twilight movies, Jurassic World, Terminator Salvations, 36. Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben, 35.
Is he hanging it up? He's going to play one more year.
I haven't heard if he's retiring.
If he would,
it would be big news, so yes. I haven't heard it yet.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger threw a few passes to our buddy from St. Michael, Albertville,
Matt Spaeth. Sure.
35 today. Pretty good hockey player, Henrik Lundqvist, goalie for the New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. Still going strong at 35. And disgraced football star Reggie Bush. Really didn't amount to much in the NFL.
He dated Kim Kardashian.
Became maybe a third down back, you know, catch a ball out of a backfield kind of guy. And then, of course, he had the whole scandal at USC. He was part of that took down USC. They had to give back their championships and their banners.
He was quite a college player, though.
He was. He was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush, 32 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. Here's our other Texas reference. Texas Governor Sam Houston, he would have been in charge of Texas when they declared their independence in 1836.
Well, they named their largest city after him, too.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not too shabby.
Former U.S. Senator and Texas Governor Sam Houston. So they declared their independence on his birthday, let's see, 40, on his 43rd birthday. How about that?
It's a good present for 43.
I would say pretty good. Pulitzer Prize winning author Theodore Seuss Geisel was born on this day.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
He does not like green Sam, I am. He doesn't like green eggs and ham.
That is so 60s or 70s. There,
that is pretty good.
Green eggs and ham.
I'm going to, now that I have a grandson, you know, I start...
Introduce him to...
I saved all my Dr. Seuss books from when I was little for when, you know, the time comes.
Can I borrow a couple of them?
If you want to, sure.
I'd like to.
Horton, I was a Sneetches girl myself. I love like Sneetches.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sneetches are.
Sneetches.
I'm not much of...
Good one.
Yeah, I know that one, but... No, Green Eggs and Ham, Cat in the
Classic.
Hat. Those are good. Baseball Hall of Famer Mel Ott was born Master Melvin. He was born on this day in 1909. 511 career home runs. I think he played his entire career with the New York Giants.
Probably did.
I think he did. He was also one of the outfielders that came out of the corn.
He was. Dreams. Desi Arnaz wasn't, though.
No, not Desi Arnaz. Here he is. Television Hall of Famer Desi Arnaz, 1917. Gotta love the TV theme there to he and Lucille Ball. We're a pretty good team. They lasted a while. Then they divorced. Mm-hmm. Desi Arnaz, 1917. Jennifer Jones, you may recognize her from some movies, including one of my all-time favorites, Towering Inferno. One of the great disaster movies of the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah, you had your Poseidon Adventure.
You had your Airplane.
Airplane, and then you had Towering Inferno. 1919 for Jennifer Jones. A member of the group, the Four Tops, he's Hall of Famer Lawrence Payton.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Boom.
There he is. One of the founding members of the Four Tops, Lawrence Payton. 1938. Pretty good there. And here's another Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Lou Reed.
Says, hey, babe. Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
He's an odd character.
Pretty interesting lyrics in that song.
Very. March to the beat of his own drum, that's for sure. He was with Velvet Underground, then began a solo career. Lou Reed, 1942. And Grammy Award-winning singer Karen Carpenter.
When there's no getting over that rainbow.
One of the voices of my childhood.
For sure.
Great voice. Tragic end.
Very tragic. She had an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And with her brother Richard, they were a force in pop music in the late 60s and 70s. We had the greatest hits, for sure.
And don't
you think of Tommy Boy when you hear the Carpenters?
Oh, yeah, you know? Superstar in the car.
You can leave it if you want. That's okay.
All right, Brittany. Any?
I just had one quick one. Larry Stewart left Restless Heart in 1993, and he reunited not until 2002,
okay.
It says. So
very good.
He was solo for a while.
That's
so
it.
That was it.
That's the Almanac. We'll get a Bobathon rolling here in just a moment, so stick around. We'll wrap up the Bob Morning Show on your Total Country Station, Bob FM.